Moshe warns Paro, he says, this time I'm sending all my plagues to your heart and to your servants and to your nation so that you know there are none like me in the land. What does it mean, all my plagues? So Rashi says, this is to teach us that Bechoros was equal to all the other plagues. Hashem saying, I will ultimately send you all my plagues. It means Makas Bechoros. Now, the question here is, why did Rashi say this about Bechoros? Moshe gives him this warning just before the plague of hail, before Barad. Rashi interprets it to mean, I will send my plagues down the road. When I do Bechoros, it will encompass everything. Rabbi Yehuda used to give signs. He'd say, Ditzach, Adash, Be'achav are the acronyms of the 10 plagues. The Medrash says that the staff that Moshe Rabbeinu held had the weight of 40 se'ah. That means this staff had the weight of, what?
It's about a grade that root got, right?
40 se'ah. Just a second. So that's about 10 pounds. That's about 10 kilo. I'm sorry. That's about 10 kilo. That's the weight of the staff. Vishel Sampirinonaya. The Medrash says it was made out of some kind of precious stone called Sampirinon. They say that's sapphire. I don't know. And on the side of the staff, you had engraved Ditzach Adash Be'achav. So it seems that the plagues were divided into three types. And every type had its specific order. So that when Barad began, Be'achav, that's the third type. So then you've entered the realm of the type that will lead into Bechoros. Each type would break down into an evolvement, a process. So now we're starting a third type of plague with Barad. So Moshe is saying, Bapam Azot, now in this series that we're entering, this series of plagues, the final series that begins with hail, so then, Ani Sholeach et kol magefotai, I am ultimately sending all my plagues in this series. Bapam Azot means in this series that's beginning now with Barad. And then Rav Chalap writes that he found that the Maharal explains this too. This is his interpretation, and he found in Gvuros Hashem that the Maharal says it. Yes?
Seems like there's a constant theme in Jewish and Tanakh that they engrave things into objects, and it gives it like a certain power. But that seems very Avodah Zarah borderline. Same thing with Menashe with his sword, right? He engraved God's name on his sword.
The two are different in that Moshe's staff came from the Garden of Eden. It was one of the things created at twilight. Why Hashem had these makos engraved?
The makot were engraved from...
I think the makot were engraved from the Garden of Eden.
What does that mean?
Oh, so that's a topic in its own right. What does that mean? That already in the Garden of Eden there was the plan that there would be the Tzach Adash Be'achav, right? Or does the Tzach Adash Be'achav have another meaning? Meaning we view it as just the acronym of the 10 plagues. But maybe there's something else going on here with those words, if they were engraved in the staff.
Is there reason to believe that there is something else?
Well, it's difficult to say that before the Egyptians transgressed, it was already declared this would be the plagues, it would seem. But okay.
Before the Jews didn't transgress, they were going to go down to Egypt.
Okay.
They were going to be in exile somewhere, right?
Right.
I don't know exactly.
During, we're getting four exiles before we even,
right.
How did Moshe get this stuff?
He pulled it out of the ground, right?
Quite one opinion, Yitro took it when he fled from Paro. So he got it from Yitro. Yes.
Perhaps say that way, and come out positive. So perhaps the acronym could have been for something else, but because
the grain.
And so forth. It turned into, like, it could have been the 10 blessings of the 10
the grain.
Having similar, the same acronym.
The only thing is, I don't know of a source that says it. I would say like you. I just don't know that it should appear somewhere, this. I don't know.
Maybe just a logical derivation from other concepts that we have on tradition.
I hear. Rav Chalap says we could add another point. We see that after the hail, something changed by Paro. This time Paro comes in and says, I transgressed. Hashem's the tzaddik and me and my nation are wicked. So in Barad, something changed in Paro. In Arbe, when Moshe comes to warn him of the locust, so then something shifts in the servants. They tell Paro, till when are you going to hold on to them and destroy Egypt? And finally, in Bechoros, all of Egypt shifts and says, get them out of here. So we have an evolvement of movement in inside, in people's perception. So Moshe is telling Paro, Bapam Azot, this time I'm going to start touching your heart. It's going to be you and your servants and your nation. Meaning from Be'achav, there's going to be this order where Ani Sholech et kol magefotai el libecha, my plagues will start touching your heart first with Barad, Avadecha with Arbe, Uve'amecha with Bechoros. Now Choshech doesn't come in because the main purpose of Choshech was not to affect the Egyptians, but to help us out. The Egyptians shouldn't see when the Jews die, etc.
Question about that.